Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tony Rattigliano is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tony's a member of our Brain Trust, senior management consultant, speaker, the author of the Gallup Organization, the co-author of Strengths-Based Selling, which I'm holding in my hand, and He works with the Gallup organization and help them put their best foot forward, especially in the area of sales. And he's here to talk to us about prospecting. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to have you back. You know, Tony, I've been selling a long time. If I go all the way back, you know, I could probably go back into elementary school. You know, I remember some of the things that I did in some a couple of cases to my parents' chagrin, but I was always out there hawking something. And then I became what I considered myself to be a professional. I made my living at it and had some success. But one of the things that the fundamentals of selling hasn't changed significantly in all that time. People still want to do business with people. But one of the things that seems to me that has changed a lot as we've moved into the 20th century is prospecting. Can you talk to us about that?
Well, absolutely, and huge changes, right? For one thing, we don't have as much time as we used to if we're business owners or executives or even salespeople. And getting people on the phone, getting them to spend time with you in what might be a cold situation, as in a cold call, is, I would say, much more difficult than ever. So that's a huge thing. What is the So salespeople face a bigger challenge in just getting time with people. Number two, you know, Jim, when you were selling and when I started selling, we knew more about what we were selling. We knew more about the pricing out there. We knew more about the competition than the people we were calling on.
We were now, our customers. Know, we were their internet in those days.
That's right. And now we might make the call, and they might know more about everything than we do.
That's right.
And so they have an advantage that we never had before. And so, prospect, you have to think, what am I going to give this person on this call?
How am I going to add value? Why would they even spend time with me?
Absolutely. And I think that is a fundamental challenge and really one that is going to determine the success of a lot of salespeople. And as you know, if you start out as a salesperson, a lot of times what you're doing is cold call, right? So that's going to be a big hurdle for someone to get over starting out now.
Yeah, the old days of knocking on the door and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" I mean, those days are gone, long gone.
Yes, indeed.
And
yes, indeed.
I mean,
so now what? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I remember. I really remember making a cold call, and not saying exactly that, but basically, because I knocked on the door, the business owner would let me come in, and they would visit with me. And if I was in the early, my early formative years, if I wasn't very good, they put up with it to a degree.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen today.
No, they're not going to educate you. They're not going to teach you your business. They're not going to teach you their business. So what you're challenged to do is to make, when you make that quote unquote cold call or that knock on the door, you have to know a lot. And not only do you have to know a lot, you have to have thought about it and think, what is my value proposition to this organization? How can I make a difference? And if you can talk about who you are, what they might need from you, what that relationship might look like, and the fact that you've done this before, you know, talk about establish some kind of credibility for your organization. Those are critical in those first few moments of a relationship with a new client.
You've got to be able to say, you know what, I know you're busy, I know you're a really well-informed business owner, and I'm not going to waste your time by telling you things you already know, But I have customers who are not unlike you that I've been able to help. They're smart people, too. They're busy people, too. But I've been able to plug in with them at a level that's been able to help them. Can I do that? Would you allow me to at least begin the process of doing that with you? You've got to plug in high, don't you? You got to plug in at a fast level.
And you might already come with some ideas that are very specific to that business. I think that would
without being presumptuous.
Exactly. Yeah, so from based on what I know, here is a solution I might see for you. What do you think of that? You know, that worked for your competitor down the street when they worked with us. You know, so you're establishing credibility, you're talking about a value proposition, but you're not being presumptuous. You're allowing them to react to that and give their thoughts back.
You know, the great thing about this technology and the knowledge availability that we have today that works against you from a prospecting standpoint, meaning the customer already is well down the road in their decision making process, especially in terms of due diligence. That same thing though is an advantage for you because you can do your own homework, can't you, on them?
Yeah, you should know so much going into a client or a prospective client. And if you don't, right, that's going to show terribly because a lot of your competitors will have done that. But they have the same tools you do, access to the same information. You had better do your homework. I think it's more critical than ever.
I actually sent one packing because they hadn't done their homework. And I said, come back when you've done your homework.
I've done the same thing,
I didn't do it in a rude way, but I just felt that they were wasting my time, and if I'm going to give them my time, they can't waste it.
Absolutely. Time is the most valuable thing we have.
Yeah.
And you have to think how you spend that customer time wisely, right? They want to get some value from that call.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, and so of course you have to be able to plug in with them and add value to them, and you got to find out more about them. But you should only ask them questions about them and about their business.
That's right.
That you couldn't have gotten otherwise.
That's right. Part of the purpose of that call should be information gathering, and as you said, it's not information you can get on the internet. Mm-hmm. So you're not asking those questions to show how smart you are. You're asking those questions to get smarter.
Right.
Exactly. The other thing, you know,
Tony, hold on to that thought. I need to take a quick break here. I want to sell some of your books, Strengths-Based Selling by Tony Rutigliano and Brian Brim. Tell us where they're available, where it's available, Tony.
You can get it on any of the bookstore buying services. Amazon.com will get you a discount. That's a good place to buy it. We're also available in Barnes & Noble and airport bookstores.
Folks, it's based on the evidence of and the work of existing high performance salespeople. So it's the real document. Right back with Tony Rutigliano. More on selling after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.